a while. I may not need one of that. First Thessalonians chapter number 5. Verse number 12, when you find it, say amen. The Bible says, "And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonition and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight for Jesus. And God, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to come here and to worship you. And God, we thank you for what our hearts have already felt through the singing. God, now as we open your word, we pray now, God, that you would use it to feed us. And God, may we go out of here and be better Christians, better servants for you. Father, don't let us say anything that we don't need to here tonight, but God, everything you'd have us to. We love you and we thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. As we look at the 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, or actually the whole book, as they were singing that song, it brought some things to memory in the simple fact that the whole book of 1 Thessalonians, the theme of it is that the Lord's coming back. And in every chapter, it's pointing toward the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we get down here to these last few verses here in chapter number 5, and we find where Paul is giving some instruction, some final instruction to this church that he's established, that he started and planted, and he's giving them some final instruction on some things that they need to do. And we get here in these last verses that we've read, and there's some encouragement that goes along with it. But verse number 18 is where I want to focus on tonight, in the fact that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, it's very easy for us to be thankful for a lot of things. I mean, I'm thankful for my wife. She's here tonight. She supports me. And sometimes she may not, but she acts like she does. Amen. And she's been there. She's one of my biggest cheerleaders. I'm thankful for my kids. God's blessed us with 4 healthy boys. There's a lot of times about all day today I wanted to choke a bunch of them. But I love them, and I'm thankful that God's blessed me, because I see so many times that people are not able to have children, or either they've got to sick children with health problems, and God's blessed me and Casey with some healthy babies. And I'm thankful for my parents. I'm thankful that God blessed me with some godly mama and a godly daddy that prayed for me, and they lifted me up and they raised me in the right way. Not that I always done the right thing, but they raised me the right way. I'm thankful for my grandparents. God give me some godly grandparents. I'm talking about some grandparents that know God. My granddaddy, he's 96, and me and him was talking the other day, and he was telling me that God had showed him something. He said, now I can tell you a lot of stuff, son. He said, but if I tell you God showed me something, you can mark it down. He knows God, and he spends time with him, and I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful for the home that I have. I'm thankful for the church that we have. Thankful for our pastor and his family. I'm thankful for our church body that's here. I'm thankful for all of these things. I'm thankful for every blessing that God's given me. But I also know this, it's a whole lot easier to be thankful for something than it is to be thankful in something. And I want to focus on that tonight, on being thankful in something. We see, me and the preacher, we spent a little time together, and I looked at him and I said, you about ready for 2024 to be over? Can I get a witness? I'm glad 24 is behind us. Now 25 is giving us a little rough start, but I think it'll get better. But being thankful in something is a whole different ball game. We see what we've been through, and I want you to notice this. There was an author I was reading after, and he said that he had a picture of a turtle on a fence post. And he said he had it in front of his desk where he would sit and he would write and he would ponder. And he said, every time I write something down that's astonishing, that takes my breath away, he said, I look at that picture. And the reason that I look at that picture is I realize that turtle didn't get on that fence post by himself. And I didn't get what I've got by myself. I had some help to get to where I'm at. And it don't matter where we're at, whether it's in the bottom of the valley or on top of the mountain, whether it's the bruises or the blessings or the blunders that we're going through in life, let me say that wherever we're at, God is there with us. We didn't get there alone. Even in the bad times, He's there. He was there. He knew we was going there before we ever got there. And here we see that those blessings, they come and blessings go. And no matter what it is, we've got to be thankful in where we're at. In is the position. For is the state of. But we're in where we're at right now. And all of us has got a different end right now. I got a different end. Let me just tell you a little bit about my end. We got nearly a brand new vehicle, and the transmission's gone out on it. We come home from being at our hunting camp this weekend, and guess what? The floor's bucked up. There's water everywhere. Casey's Jeep tore up yesterday. I'm talking about it's just like it's falling apart. But that's where we're in. Today I told her that she gave me some good news. I said, well, that's a blessing. Trying to find some positive in something when it seems it's all falling apart. Where I'm in is different than where you're in. I don't know you're in, but God does, and He's there to help you. And we're here. It is not here in this passage of Scripture. We must realize that what's taking place here is this being thankful is not passive. It's active. It's not something that's done for us or to us. It's something that we do. We are to be thankful in everything. You say, well, preacher, you don't know what I'm... I don't. I don't know what it's like to be where you're at. But I know where I'm at. And it's hard for me to stand up here and tell you we need to be thankful for where we're in or what we're in. So I want us to look at this. We need to be thankful at the right time. When's the right time? Well, and it says in everything. That's all the time. We need to be thankful at the right time. The right time's all the time. We need to be thankful at the right time in the right place. And that's everywhere. People are watching us. Let me ask you this. So thankfulness is as essential to the Christian life and our walk with God as prayer is. And so many times we want to pray at church and we want to be thankful at church and we want to praise at church, but when we leave and we walk out the doors, it all changes. We forget about all that. Can I say this, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we've lost some generations because they're watching us and they don't want nothing about what we got because it's real while we're at church, but while we're at home, we live in a totally different life. While we're at work, they don't want nothing to do with what we got because we live in different away from the house of God. It's all the time, not just when it's convenient Not just when we're around like-minded. We go in, when I was youth pastor, we'd go to youth camp, and man, them young folks would get down there, man, they'd be wound up tight as a banjo string. I mean, it was all about Jesus. And they come back home to their home church, and it's like you poured a bucket of water on the fire. Bunch of dry, dead Baptists put a water cloth all over it and not let them worship like they was for that whole week. Oh, we don't need none of that. We've shown a generation something. Hey, it's all the time that we need to live our life for Him. And it's the right time is when we're around people. When we're around the lost people. We need to be thankful. We need to show them the right way. We need to show them the ways of God. When we're around Christian folk, we need to be that light for them. Casey and I had the opportunity, a young lady was at our house the other night, and she's going through some things that we've been through. Why? And you wonder, why did you go through that? So that we could have that time in front of her to be able to say, look, it's rough right now, but it's going to get better on the other side. When we're around Christians, we need to be thankful in that time. And when we're by ourselves, that shows really who we are. Who are we? We're who we are when we're alone. That's where character and integrity is made, when we're all by ourselves. In a lot of in the business that I'm in, there's a lot of times that my guys and myself we're alone with somebody's loved one, and that loved one is deceased. And it's all we have is who we are. Our character and our integrity is what we're holding on to. Who are we when the wife and the kids are gone away from home? Who are we when we're just sitting there all alone? Who are we at that point in time? Are we thankful then, in that time? Do we use that time wisely? Number two, notice this. We need to be thankful to the right person. We need to be thankful to the right person. This person is the right person because of who he is. This person, look in Isaiah chapter number 45 with me right quick. One of these days I'm going to get some more of them little sticky things where I can flip over real quick. Isaiah 45, verse number 22, knows what the Bible says. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. There ain't but one. There's not a multitude of them. There's not a multiple ways to heaven. There's one way. There's one true God. And the right person that we should be thankful to, and that we should give all the gratitude to, is the one true God. He's the right person. He's the right person because he's merciful, because he's loving, because he's faithful, because he's faithful. Even when we can't be faithful, he's faithful. He's sovereign. He's holy. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He's omnipresent. He's long-suffering. I'm talking about real long-suffering when it comes to me. He's long-suffering. That's the God that we serve. He's the right person that we should give our thanks to. May we be thankful in where we're at. I wish I could say that the Christian life's going to be a bed of roses. There won't be no problems. Once you get saved, everything's going to be all right. I wish it would be that way. But we're just starting out. We're in a battle. We're in a war. We're in the army now. And it's going to be an uphill fight till we get home. He's the right person. The right person is right because of what he's done. Man, we can look at my track record and it really ain't none of your business. But we look at his and we can tell. We can look at his past and we can see that he's proven to be true, that he's proven to be faithful, that he's proven to do everything that he said he would do and more. The Bible says he, exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. He's the right person because of what he's done. He's got a will for your life. He's got a will for my life. And he will complete his plan when his son makes his return. The theme of 1 Thessalonians, the whole book of 1 Thessalonians, is the Lord's coming back. Paul's telling them, hey, y'all need to get it in order. Y'all need to act right. He's coming. And here's some final instruction to give thanks. Does anybody identify that it's hard to give thanks when you're in your place? To the right person because of what he's doing right now. Romans chapter number 8, verse number 20. And knowing, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord. Philippians chapter number 1, verse number 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he that hath begun a good work in you, it's a kid's song that he's still working on me. But we need to sing it a lot more as adults, that he's working on us to make us what he wants us to be. Job had it right, that when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Job said, I've been through a lot. It's all been taken away. But whatever God's got his hand down in here, way down deep inside of me doing, I really don't understand it most of the time. I'm not going to try to be super spiritual. I just don't understand it most of the time. But whatever he's doing in there, I'm going to do my best while I'm in that place to be thankful. Because of he's the right person. He's the right person because of his coming and what he's doing. Then lastly, I want you to notice this. We need to be thankful for the right reason. For the right reason. Here we are, and here's what it says. Flip back over to 1 Thessalonians, verse number 18. He's in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's personal. And the reason is that it is the will of God for you to be thankful. Nothing burns me up, and I know that's not good English, but nothing burns me up any more than to see somebody that's ungrateful. I'm talking about burns my hide. Like me and some other men went and helped a family out because of some little old youngins that needed us. And I'm just going to tell you, I got in the flesh and I wanted to get a hose pipe and go in there and whoop them, but they wouldn't let me. And I said, y'all just take them to McDonald's. I'll handle everything. Y'all get back, attitudes will be different. But a group of men out in the yard working, and four adults laying up in the bed. That's sorry. Anyway, that's ungrateful. That's ungrateful. We said, we're done. We're done with y'all. Anyway, that's ungrateful. And so many people are walking around nowadays with a handout, thinking we owe them something. We don't owe them nothing. I don't get it all, but we need to do things for the right reason. We need to be thankful for the right reason. God don't owe us nothing. He don't owe us nothing. We are where we're at today because of his grace and his mercy. And we ought to be thankful for the right reason, because it is the will of God. It's a command that we be thankful. Notice it's not for. We're not thankful for, but we're thankful in this place. We're thankful for where God has put us, even though that's not where we want to be. Can I go ahead and tell y'all something? If God had left it up to Philip Swafford, I wouldn't be within 100 miles of a church. That's spiritual, ain't it? I was raised in it. I seen men stand right down there, not here, but right down there, and call my daddy everything but a preacher. I seen them, and if I'd have been a little older, they wouldn't have made it long, but I seen them talk to my mama in a bad way. Now, y'all laugh at me if you want to. I know I'm a big fella, but I'm a mama's boy. Okay? Y'all got that? I love my mama. And any of y'all that's got red blood in you ought to love your mama. And anyway, so I seen that as a child. Church folk that said that they loved them, they even went after my sister, which she's crazy. That's a totally different story. She's crazy. But they went after her. I was too young to really realize it. And you know why? You know why they done that? Because my daddy stood on this and said, the Bible says this, and y'all wanting to do something different. We ain't playing that game. They come after him. I seen it time and time again. I seen them stick her finger in his face and tell him he was a liar. I done made my mind up. Wasn't going to be no preacher. I was going to do my own thing. I was going to go about my life and do my own thing. But God has a will for us. And where I'm at right now is looking way different than I had it planned in the fifth grade. Even in the 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, it's all looking different at where I'm at. So all I know to do, even though I get to mully grub sometimes, even though I get down and out, and my wife and my mama want to be spiritual about everything and say, now you know you're a preacher, son. And my wife says, well, preacher, what you going to do about this? And I'm talking about being spiritual to me. Even though where I'm at, it's hard sometimes for me to be thankful in where I'm at. But it's a command. And there's a lot of times I have trouble with the commands of the Bible. Now, y'all may be different. Y'all may go right along with it and it not bother you. But it bothers me because of my flesh. Because that ain't what I want to do all the time. But it's a command. When the car's broke down or you don't have a car, it's hard to be thankful, ain't it? When bad health comes and they put a timeline on how long you got to live, I ain't never been there. When the job's gone and they start laying people off, it's not easy to be thankful. When you are sitting in the operating room and the doctor can't give you a straight answer on whether it's cancer or not, it's hard to be thankful. When you get a phone call, I really like it when they start out like this. Now, don't get upset. Well, that's kind of like throwing gas on the fire. But Casey and the boys have been in a bad wreck, and they flipped a Jeep. Y'all may not know what I do. I work for coroners in the state of Georgia. And I go to crime scenes and I go to wreck scenes and when I see vehicles in the shape that my wife's Jeep was, we pick those people up and we put them in black bags and we put a seal on it and we take them to the GBI crime lab. That's what we do. When the back end is up in the back seat and the front tires is like this, that's what we do. It's hard for You to take your, have to tote your babies into the children's hospital in Atlanta and be thankful for something. There's anger, there's frustration that rises up in you. It's hard when you see that people that you love come against you. When people that you care for and you've fought for and you've worked with come against you. It's hard to be thankful in that place. Because I got about that much redneck in me. Anybody identify? I want to pray for you on Sunday, but come Monday, we're going to have a prayer meeting. Amen. But it's hard when all this is going on and you're in that place to be thankful. I have trouble with that, Brother Jamie. I'm thankful for all these different things that God's blessed me with. But there's a lot of times that in gets hold of me. In everything. When the world's against us, we can be thankful. Because when the world's against us, God's for us. When the devil's fighting hard against us, we can be thankful because God's our defender. The problems may be there all night long, but rest assured, joy is going to come in the morning. The pressure of life may be great, but through Christ, you can do all things. When you feel all alone, somewhere in the shadows is the God of glory walking about to help you and to protect you. And when your peace is gone, remember he sent the Comforter, and the Comforter is there. Just remember, give thanks in everything. You don't have to give thanks for everything. There's a lot of the places I've been I wasn't real thankful for. But through those trials and through those troubles, God's taught me that even in those places, I'd still be thankful. In everything, give thanks. Father, we thank you. We praise you tonight for your word. God, we pray now that you would take what we've looked at here tonight in your word. God, may it help us. We don't know what's in tomorrow, but you do. May you give us the strength to thank you, even when we don't like where we're at. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.